We are sitting for meditation, not outdoors, unfortunately, because it's raining heavily. But we are there. Sitting as we enter the dark part of this day, early night, there still remains in the air some flavors of activities, events, movements of the day. As you sit here, you can feel that gradually everything is coming to settle. And as everything around us is getting quieter, we also want to sit and take a precious moment for ourselves. Just acknowledge where we are at tonight. I would like to invite you to gradually bring your breath in a spiraling downwards movement towards your pelvis, so it can settle there at the bottom of your abdomen. So you can feel the density of your body and let it gradually relax by inviting a slightly longer out breath. And with each one of them, let the burdens, let the heaviness, the density of the day be released into the earth. And as you do so, and let go more and more of the layers that have made your day, feel that you can also surrender a little more to the earth, who welcomes and supports and holds you tenderly, tightly. So you can relax and feel completely protected. At this time in our personal and global evolution, we more often than ordinarily need to relax and rest and find support and comfort. The comfort of your sofa, the comfort of your bed, the comfort of your bathtub are also excellent resources. But essentially, the earth does that all the time for us. And as you're relaxing more and more, feel the quality of your body In recent years, our bodies have evolved so much that they have become super sensitive, hyper adaptable, and highly versatile. You may not feel that way every day because of the habits we have to see our bodies in a certain way. But they have become different, they have become crystalline, they have become like transparent vessels. And I would like to invite you to feel that quality of transparency and lucidity, because our bodies are not only translucent, but they're also radiant and shining a lot more than they were before. Maybe you can feel how that body of yours can act as a multifaceted crystal or prism and display complex realities with every single one of its many facets. Maybe as you are sitting quietly and softening gradually and preparing to go into the depth of the night and sleep, you can now begin to envisage what one or the other of those many facets are displaying in front of your eyes. As you know, we are currently trying to heal our hearts. We are going to heal our hearts completely so they can fully embrace the vibration of one. This is the actual reality of our change now, no matter what is happening on the surface of things. I would like to invite you to feel now that your heart can rest and settle in that beautiful transparent vessel called body. That it can be acknowledged, it can be seen, and its wounds can be tended until they heal completely. We've been doing that for decades, of course. We have. Indeed. But the purpose of that current phase of healing goes far beyond our personal wounding. What we want to embrace now is a new reality which only our heart can present us. Only our heart is capable of manifesting in front of our very eyes. As you're sitting quietly now, in the dark of the night, on the lap of the earth, completely held, loved, supported, feel that body transparent, luminous. Feel your heart resting in it. And let your heart display in front of you through the lenses of that beautiful body. Many facets of the crystalline body. Let your heart display your deepest wishes, desires, longing, aspirations, dreams. So you can see them, say them, hold them. In the stillness of the night, and it's very relaxed and quiet body, open your vision panoramically so you can see all around. And look for those pieces of reality that deeply resonate with your heart. Look for those visions. You may retain impossible to manifest, but that are resonating with your heart. Because we have to nurture the vision, we have to keep the passion, we have to follow our desire and longing for this new reality to appear. It is there already. But we often cannot see it or can't choose it. We tend instead to go back to poorer versions of ourselves with desires that are less vibrant. Habits, conditionings that are strong enough to keep us away from our deepest longing. That's why I invite you to look and feel all around yourself. All your senses can capture aspects of that dream. The dream is not something impossible, unrealistic, beyond reach. The dream is what we know to be true and want to have here and now. The urge of our lockdown time is to reconnect with the dream and the passion. To follow our desire and pleasure. For those only will safely take you to where you belong. To that place of peace. Accomplishment, fullness. Happiness. We want this now, not in another world, not in another lifetime. We want it because it is ours, it's our birthright. Yet, unless we really go for it and choose it, nurture it, the dream will never come true. That's why I would like you to relax even more. I would like to feel that you can trust the earth to hold you for as long as you need, to protect you whenever you need protection. To support every single step you're taking to nurture you and heal you all along. Just relax more. And more until you can feel you really belong to the earth. Because it is the place where we are going to feel happiest. Happier than ever before. In this lifetime. And as you become so still and relaxed in the night, as you become to hold the vision of that dream of what reality is beyond any appearance, becomes crystal clear that when we get out of lockdown, what we will get is what we choose to have. what we get doesn't depend on external rules. It depends on personal choices. Do we want to honor our eternal divine self? By attuning our body, our heart, and that most amazing intelligence of our heart, which is the crest jewel of our intelligence. And we let those align, attune so perfectly with our divine embodied self that it completely honors the creation and the creator, eternity. In the stillness of your belly, where the breath is moving slowly, can you feel the resonance of your divine eternal self manifesting in every single bone of your skeleton, in every single part of your flesh, in every single cell of that body? Can you feel how your heart dilates, opens, and expands when it feels the vibration of the divine that is you? Can you feel how perfect the vision becomes when all fragments come together and form that picture, where you see yourself in the fullness of your being and the way you can uniquely attest divinity by being and manifesting that reality through your being and what shines through you and emanates from you? Can you feel in the depths of the night in a deep embrace of the earth that your spine pointing towards the cosmos? It's like a column of light, beam pointing towards that star where you originate from, connecting that star and the sky with your pelvis and the earth beneath you, and making you that instrument playing divine music. Feel that tuning, subtle attunement. It is extremely precise. No two instruments are alike. We have to attune ourselves with the divine we are beyond this body on earth. Every single one of us holds myriads of possibilities of accomplishments possible. Of which we will choose a few, not many. But we can choose as many or few as we want, but we hold the entire universe within that crystal of our being, that holographic form. We are the divine. Having assumed that exact shape of our being, that body, that beautiful beaming heart, that sparkling intelligence, that vibration of our unique frequency. That's what we are. And in the middle of the chaos, can we choose to be that perfection and just ignore the vibrations that are lower than that and maintain confusion, duality, suffering, and endless warfare? Choose your dream. Choose to bring together many facets of what you can be, of who you are and what you want to manifest of who you are. And just focus on that. Choosing the light over the darkness, choosing unity and oneness over dispersion and chaos. For a few days, we currently have a kind of initiation portal. It's always a narrow passage, like when we have to go through the eye of a needle. And the initiation consists in taking the step into that dream. Obviously stepping into the unknown. But is it really unknown? Probably not. We've been longing for it for so long that we know it. But it's a long lost state of fullness and perfection. so we can choose that. The portal offers a particular structure. It's as if we had, for just a few days, a kind of a magnifying glass, a big lens that shows us with much more clarity the many, the countless options we have so our crystalline mind, that mind that is just settling in the heart and just listening to the heart, can grasp them. You know well, we don't need to reflect, anticipate, or plan for the future. What we need to do instead is to choose our dream and follow it. Once again, in the depth of the night, the stillness of the night, come back to that crystalline body of yours. Settle in it, settle in your breath. Stay with the pace of your breath. And let what may be not so comfortable in that newly acquired body, let even the discomfort tell you about the greater choices. Many of the pains, the aches and pains and conditions we have developed over the past decade are actually attempts my body to purge itself from old stuff, programs, conditionings we have acquired, consciously or not, habits, good and bad, that are limiting the natural expression of that crystalline body. So, like with the appearance of things in our global scene, don't get mistaken by the discomfort or the suffering in the body. And focus on your longing and desire instead. Because these will take you to a safer place. Precisely to that place of bliss you've been longing for your entire life and many other lifetimes before. we have to take the step across the threshold of this initiation gate. Within a few days, maybe two, three, probably 2 days, each time we have an initiation, we are growing. It's a step in our eternal journey, the eternal internal journey of our soul, of our consciousness. We are growing in consciousness and we take a step. Will you be ready to take the step in these coming 2 days? You won't have to go far. You can stay exactly where you are. But will you choose? To follow the dream rather than the projected reality in front of your eyes? Will you listen to the longing? Or stick to the habits? Will you embrace the joy that comes along with the dream and passion, or will you stick to the fear? The only step we have to take to pass this initiation is to choose the light, to choose the lightness. Choose the love. Our light, our love, the lightness in our heart. When your heart feels burdened and heavy, choose higher, choose the light so you can have the vision back. The particular situation, alignment, is the one of all four bodies, the physical body, that crystalline vessel that holds the heart, and the diamond of the mind that reflects and integrates what the heart desires. This alignment gives us a perfect command of our life. Step by step. But that initiation we are passing in those coming days is about choosing. We don't choose what we prefer. Choices will be made for us and we will have what we may not want. If we choose what we like, we become free, autonomous. We become authentic and sovereign of our own lives. This is what we want. It is a precious time to make that small, big step. And as always, taking those steps is quite challenging. Every initiation we went through seemed to be an enormous challenge until we had passed it and realized that it wasn't. So, no wonder we may feel a little worried or a little hesitant or even doubtful. And that's why, one more time, please come back to your belly. Come back to the breath that slowly, softly, whether deep or shallow, your breath that comes in and out. Your breath that connects you with the world. And for a few breaths, feel how the world comes into you. Feel all the flavors and scents, the touch of life coming to you and pervading your entire being. Let the out-breath wash this all away and take some of you into the world so it can be shared with it. Allow this for a few more breaths and give yourself time. Give yourself a rest. Give yourself some respite. It's always good to rest before a challenge. It's a very good way of settling, centering, getting guidance, so you will know for sure when the time is right. There's no hurry, you know you will take it, but you have to be ready. So until you're ready, you rest and breathe slowly in your belly. Supported by the earth, wrapped in the beautiful cloak of the night, and tonight when you go to sleep, you may ask for support and guidance. If you're not sure that you will hear, feel, know when the time is right, ask your guide, ask the divine, ask source, ask whoever you want. But ask for guidance if you're not sure that you will know by yourself. we are ready to see a reality that has been with us for a long time. We couldn't see yet because we couldn't open our eyes to it. We are ready to now display the many facets, aspects, perfections of our beings. But we have to choose to do so. Time is now. We are super ready. Just have to feel the inner readiness when the alignment is perfect and the step just happens. And nothing may change in your external circumstances. You will probably live the same life. In the same heart, mind, balance. With this crystalline body. Resonating with the frequency of one through your spiritual self. But you will have chosen, and having chosen makes a complete difference. What it changes radically is the nature of your experience, even if circumstances are the same. So again and again, quietly. Slowly, deep into the night, continue to breathe for a little longer until you are ready to go to sleep, knowing that in the coming days you're going to take a step. And that you are blessed for taking that step.